It's time once again for It's a Good Life. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
In our study of dispensations, we're in the dispensation of the church. That's what we're studying right now. And we've seen, and I mentioned last time in 1 Corinthians chapter 14 and verse 40, that it says there, let all things be done decently and in order. That not only means in the local church, that means in our lives. Our lives as we go through this world, whether you're saved or lost, there's things to be done decently and in order. And I've said this many times, the first thing that a person needs to do is to do things decently and in order. To be able to do that is to get saved. Trust Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Well, there's things that we need to do that not only within the local church, but in our lives. As we look at our lives, we need to ask ourselves some questions. Who's number one in our life? Who takes first place in my life? Well, I see first that the person who needs to be first in your life, number one, is God. God comes before all things. This is according to the Word of God. Psalm 90 in verse 2 says, before the mountains were brought forth, or ever thou hadst formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. Don't let these so-called scientists and so-called people who know everything lead you astray by getting you to believe that these things that we see around us, that we see above us, and we know other things are there, but we can't see them. Don't let any so-called scientist tell you that these things just happened. God is the one who is the creator. He is the one who created all things. And the Bible tells us there, as we look at Psalm 90 and verse 2, that he was before all things. Colossians chapter 1 verse 17 says, and he is before all things, and by him all things consist. You see, Christ, he was before the local church. Christ was before us. Christ is God. He's everything. God needs to be before all things. In other words, he needs to come before all things in our lives. Genesis chapter 1 and verse 1 says, in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth. Don't let these people try to tell you that these things just happened that we see around us, because it was God who created. And once again, as we read Colossians chapter 1 verses 16 and 17, it says, for by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible. Whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him, and he is before all things, and by him all things consist. God began all things. Well, the wording may be bad English, but it is good theology. To the skeptical question as to who made God, the only answer that satisfies all the facts of both science and human reason is that God is from everlasting. He is the creator of time as well as space and all things that exist in time and space. This is beyond our mental comprehension, but there is no other rational explanation for our existence. And it is surely compatible with the intuitions of our spiritual comprehension. God satisfies the heart regardless of difficulties conjured in the mind. He is the one who gives us the knowledge that we need to understand where we came from, what we're doing here, and where we're going. We came from God. God created us. We're here to serve Him. And you're going to go one of two places. You're either going to go to hell as an unsaved person who's never trusted Jesus Christ as Savior, or you're going to go to heaven because you have trusted Jesus Christ. In passages such as John chapter 1, verses 1 through 3, and Colossians chapter 1, verses 16 and 17, it's revealed that God, the Creator, is identical with Jesus Christ. Jesus is God incarnate. Chapter 1 and verse 14 tells us that. John chapter 1, verse 14. And note that all things were both created by Jesus Christ and made by Jesus Christ. That is, called into being out of nothing, and then organized into complex, complete forms of being, each perfect for its particular purpose. John chapter 1, verses 1 through 3, it says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made." And once again, you read John chapter 1 and verse 14, and it tells you who the Word is. "The Word became flesh and dwelt among us." Jesus Christ dwelt among people of this earth. He is God. He's the Word. He is the Creator. Well, God is to be number one. He's to be before all things. He began all things. And God is everlasting. Revelation chapter 21 and verse 6 says, "And He said unto me, It is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of water of life freely." No charge. It's free. Salvation is free to all who will come and drink of that living water that Jesus offers. You say, "Well, you know, I don't see any water." Jesus Christ, we accept Him by faith, and we receive what He has for us, and that is eternal life through Him. 1 Corinthians chapter 8 and verse 4, it says, "As concerning therefore the eating of those things that are offered in sacrifice unto idols, we know that an idol is nothing in the world, and that there is none other God but one." Many people today look at statues, and they worship those statues. Some say that the eyes bleed. Some say that they look on the place where the heart is supposed to be in a statue, and it starts bleeding. Well, let me say, the devil is able to do anything. Well, almost anything. He's able to do many things that will confuse people. The devil is an imitator. The devil, the Bible says, is able to transform himself into an angel of light. If you have a confrontation, or if you meet a so-called angel on the road somewhere or in your home, you better be praying to God, because the devil is able to transform himself into an angel of light. You say, "Well, you mean the Lord will not allow an angel to speak to me?" God speaks to us through His Word. And if someone comes to you in any other way, saying that he is God or he represents God and he is an angel, then you need to pray and say, "God, get this thing away from me. Lord, help me, because I know that you are all in all. It's you, Lord, that I need, not some apprehension or something that comes in and tries to confuse me and make me believe that it or they represent you." Now, the devil is powerful, and he's able to confuse many people. And there's many people confused today as to what church is and where they need to belong. You need to belong to a Bible-believing, Bible-preaching, local church, saved person. Now, what we humans are to do is love God. Mark chapter 12 and verse 30 says, "And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment." Well, Mark here adds the phrase, "and with all thy strength," in the first commandment as given in Matthew 22:37. Now, Matthew is writing mainly for Jewish readers, and he knew that they were more occupied with the heart, soul, and mind. Whereas Mark, writing more for a Roman audience, and Luke, chapter 10:27, thinking of Greeks and Gentiles, in general. And both retain God's or Christ's emphasis, who is God, his emphasis on strength as well. And let me remind you, as I say that Mark wrote and Matthew wrote and Mark and Luke, let me remind you that it's God's words, that they were instruments of God. And when they pin down something, this is what God wants us to have. Now we see that as we look here and people try to point out between Luke 10:27 and Matthew and Mark, how that there seems to be a discrepancy. There are no discrepancies in the Word of God. This is written for us to understand. We understand with our whole being that the most important of all rules for living is that God is first. He is number one, and He is to have the preeminence. I see that to really love God, He must be number one in our lives. Exodus chapter 20 and verse 3. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Remember, the Jewish people, the Israelites, they made that mistake. They started worshiping that golden calf. And that's, once again, people doing that same thing today, worshiping idols instead of worshiping the true God. Joshua 24:14. Now therefore fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in truth. And put away the gods which your fathers served. And this is tradition, the tradition of possibly someone in your family that did not even know God, but they said you had to work your way to heaven. You had to do this or you had to do that to be saved. The only thing you must do is to believe. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Don't believe in tradition. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. It goes on to say that he served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt. The Egypt is a form of the world, is a representation of the world. The Bible goes on to say in Joshua 24:14, and serve ye the Lord. Don't be serving man. Don't be serving something that is not God or who is not God. You need to be serving the Lord. Love him with all of your heart because he first loved you. He sent his only begotten Son into this world to die for you. If you've trusted him as your Lord and Savior, you need to thank him every moment of your life that you're on your way to heaven. Thank him for sending his Son, his only begotten Son, into this world to seek and to save those who were lost. And I praise God that there was one time when I knelt at an old altar and I saw in the Word of God where the Bible said that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And I remember in my heart and my mind, I'm thinking, I'm whosoever, Lord. I'm one of those whosoever. I'm one of those, Lord, that's named right here. I want you as my Savior today. And I pray that you've done the same thing, that you've bowed your heart to the Lord and you've trusted him as Lord and Savior. I pray that you've put him as number one in your life. I pray that you understand that God is to be number one in your life as a human being. You need to trust him as Savior. And if you have trusted him as Savior, if you've trusted God to save you through Jesus Christ, who is God, then you need to keep him foremost in front. You need to put him first in your life. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for this time we've had. And I pray, Lord, that you would just lead and guide each one of us. Help us, Lord, to know that you are number one. And we know that by studying the Word of God and listening to your voice through your Word. And I pray, Lord, that you would save that soul right now, nearest hell. In Jesus' name, amen.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.